This is an iHeart podcast.
Some fun on a Friday, baby. It is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and boo-hoo-hoo, we have lots of fun to have. I have amazing news. You're gonna stand up and cheer, unless you're driving. Don't do that. And about just give me a second, I'll get to that. What do we have tonight? Well, the feds are about to just crush us with another rate hike. That's not good. We'll talk about that a little later on. We have somebody wanting to know why the Republican governors won't do more. Someone in upstate New York, or someone is yelling at the people in upstate New York, why won't they leave? Why don't you just get out? I will explain why they don't get out. Someone wants to know why pundits don't go to Portland. He thinks they're afraid. Somebody wants to know why these politicians use children all the time for their message. All that and so much more coming up today on a very special Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Why is it special, Chris? I saw that look on your face. I'm here, Chris. Every day I'm here makes it special.
You know, freedom is not free.
All right. Let's focus on the task at hand, though, first. Something good. Something you can feel good about. What do we talk about all the time? When I tell you to balkanize and move and things like that, there's always something I say you should do when you get to where you're going. What is it? Become an activist. That we have used this word silent majority for so long, and it's pathetic and it needs to stop. Silent majority. Why are you silent? If you're the majority, open up your daggone mouth and stop the communist subversives from destroying your country. And the right is waking up and doing it. It was what, two, three nights ago on the show? I came on here and I told you about some pride festival happening for kids. Not in Manhattan. That wouldn't shock you. In Boise, Idaho, with all these major sponsors. And what did we do? Well, we put out the word. We put out the phone number. Said call, polite. But inform them you do not want this filth in your country. As of today, Pride event has officially been postponed. The silent majority is garbage. Don't ever use that word again. Correct gently, I should say, you don't have to be like me, gently correct anyone on the right you see using that word. Silent majority is code for sitting by quietly while the tiny percentage of anti-American communists trash this country. Get loud. It is time to make your voice heard. Become an activist, because there are so many wins out there you can still get. Yes, I mean, nationally, we're totally screwed. There's no denying that. I mean, don't take it from me. Take it from Janet Yellen.
Our plan, powered by the Inflation Reduction Act, represents the largest investment in fighting climate change in our country's history. And it will put us well on our way toward a future where we depend on the wind, the sun, and other clean sources of energy. We will rid ourselves from our current dependence on fossil fuels.
That's the Treasury Secretary weighing in on the largest genocide in the history of the world, which is, that's what all the climate change stuff will be. It will be the largest genocide in the history of the world. So anyway, yeah, nationally we're in some trouble, but locally, wins. You can get wins at a local level. Even if it's not your local level, you can get wins at a local level, which brings me to this. Let us open with an Ask Dr. Jesse question. I'll get to the latest. I can't use the word, is peeing matched? Well, is that okay, Chris? Probably a little too much. Probably too far. There are kids listening. The newest spat. There, that's a great, what a media term, spat. There's a spat. They're spatting. Wait, that it's probably not a verb. Anyway, Kathy Hochul and Ron DeSantis are having a spat. They're spatting, Chris, and we'll talk about that. But I want to get to this first. Jesse Shogun Red Lobster Lovin' Kelly.
I hear you talk about national divorce all the time. Is New York a good place to start? Upstate New York is beautiful. The people are cool. Kathy Hochul just basically told them to get packing. Why haven't upstaters separated themselves from New York City? What are they waiting for? Okay, says I can say it on the air if I read it, and her name is Rachel. What are they waiting for? Part of, look, let's just have a heart-to-heart. It's just you and me talking here. Let's have a heart-to-heart. Part of what I view as my role, maybe you view this as your role as well. I hope you do, but it's up to you how you live your life. I view part of my role in this life and this fight we're in, this political fight, this battle between good and evil, I view part of my role as being this: shifting the Overton window back our way for the first time ever. The Overton window has only shifted left for the entirety of my life, with them asking for these wild, insane, crazy things, and knowing they won't get all of it, but knowing the right is so weak, they'll get some of it. It's what they do all the time. Democrats will propose a $1 trillion bill. Republicans will say, that's outrageous. This is absurd. We'll give you $500 billion. That's how it works. The Overton window, not just financially, culturally, has only shifted one way for as long as I've been alive. I'm 41 years old. I view part of my role in doing whatever I'm doing here, I know it's just a radio show, but is trying to shift it back the other way for the first time ever. When I call for the breakup of the FBI, the complete disbandment of the FBI, I'm talking fire every employee, empty the building, raise the building to the ground, and salt the earth behind it. One, I do mean what I say. That is necessary. But two, I'm not naive. I don't think we're about to have an elected GOP House that's going to actually attempt anything like that. But if we're asking for everything we want, it's disbandment. At least we know maybe we'll shift them into actually doing something beyond hearings for the first time ever. Maybe we can drag those low-T GOP saps along to doing something we want, right? What's this have to do with upstate New York and things like that? Because I have lived a different kind of a life, meaning we bounced around a bit and I've bounced around a bit. You know my story. I was born in Ohio, construction family. Moved to Montana when I was 10. From there, we lived in a different house. We lived in 10 houses in 10 years. Did you know that? We were trying to, my folks were trying to make money, trying to make ends meet. So they would flip houses, but we didn't have the money to buy an extra house to flip. So you'd buy a house, move into it, and flip it. My old man's got a good eye for real estate. He's trying to make money, trying to get enough money to get going. That's how I lived my life. And since I've been an adult, been pretty much the same. From there, I went to the Marine Corps all over the world. From there, I moved to Arizona. From there, I moved to DC. From there, I moved to Dallas. And because my life has been moving and bouncing around and doing different things, I understand it's easy for me to sit here behind a radio microphone every single night and tell you, move, get out of New York. Get out of New York and get to a red area now. And I know a lot of you are doing it. I have all the emails. Every time you do it, should be noted, every time someone does it, they email me and tell me it's the best decision they ever made, by the way. But I know it's easy to sit here when I'm not moving again, not anytime soon, and tell you, oh, just upend your job, your life, get your kids out of school, lose your church, put your house for sale, move someplace where you don't know anybody. It's so easy to sit here behind a microphone and say that, and that's not lost on me. I understand it's easy for me to call on you, move, get out of New York. People have roots in areas. I never had roots. So it's easy for me to say it when I don't have my mom who lives across town. The guy who cuts my hair isn't the same guy who cut my dad's hair before. It's not the same church my grandpa went to and then my parents before him. That roots, people have roots, and it's not easy to just yank them out. They're deep. And that's why. I mean, do I want people to move? Yeah, but upstate New York's really freaking cool at the same time. So I get it. All right. We have a ton to get to tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to the spatting between Ron DeSantis and Kathy Hochul in a second. No, and then a bunch more Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Don't worry. Switch your cell phone service this weekend. I come on every night and I tell you about Pure Talk. And I tell you how it's veteran-owned, how they share your values. You never see them dumping on your values in your country. I tell you this all the time. And I tell you it takes less than 10 minutes. You'll deal with an American. When you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, you will deal with an American. Their customer service is in America. Everyone there speaks English. You know, it's kind of amazing understanding somebody when you're on the phone with customer service and have them understand you. It's wild. But maybe you don't ever want to take the 10 minutes because you're driving home, you're making dinner. I get that. How about taking the next 2 days and finding 10 minutes to stop sending your money to one of these disgusting cell phone companies like Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile? They hate your guts. Pure Talk loves you, and they'll save you a fortune, and right now you get a month free. Dial #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, you can still email during the show. That's fine. We're live. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Before I get to the spatting between what, Chris? It's word now between DeSantis and Kathy Hochul. Sort of play you this lovely little clip from Joe Scarborough on MSNBC.
As a Southern Baptist that grew up reading the Bible, maybe a backslidden Baptist, but I still know the Bible. Jesus never once talked about abortion. Never once. And it was happening back in ancient times. It was happening during his time. Never once mentioned it. And for people perverting the gospel of Jesus Christ down to one issue, it's heresy.
Okay. Look, just set aside your outrage at that and how absurd that is for just a second. I mean, they were doing lots of things back in Jesus' day that weren't that great. But set that aside. Remember this, as we talk about often. Because the communist doesn't have a value system, you have lines in your life. Let's explain it this way: you have lines in your life. You have a value system. You don't steal. When you stop in the gas station tonight, on the way home, you need to grab a bag of chips for the kids. It would never occur to you to walk by the candy bar aisle and grab a Butterfinger and slip it in your pocket. It's just not what you do. It's not who you are. It would never occur to you. There are lines all throughout your life. If you see a little old lady approaching a door and you're ahead of her, you're going to hold the door open for you. It's just a principle. It's who you are. It's who you should be. It's good. The communist doesn't have any of those because he worships a totally different God, a God of death and misery and destruction. Because he is valueless, it gives him the freedom to use your values against you. He does this all the time. We're actually going to answer a question about this in just a minute. You know what? I'm going to answer the question about it right now. This is a perfect segue into this. He's valueless. Because he's valueless, it does give him freedom. If we, let's say we're fighting for an island. There's an island out there. And there's a little village on it with 100 people in it. But me and 20 of my friends, we get a bunch of weapons and stuff together, and we're going to fight you for the island. You get a bunch of your friends, 20 of them together, weapons and stuff. We're going to fight for the island. We're going to conquer the island. Only one of us will win. And I have no values. I can do whatever I want to the people there, to the island itself. I can drop a nuclear bomb on it if I feel like it. I can do whatever I want. You, however, you're given this long list of rules. Hey, you can only fight during daylight hours. No explosives. Make sure no civilians are killed. If you have a long list of things that you're not allowed to do, and I have nothing that I'm not allowed to do, I'm going to kick your rear end. You have no chance. Well, that's what the communist has realized for the longest time. His lack of any values or moral system whatsoever gives him a huge advantage over you and me. It does. Because he knows this, he uses your values against you. Joe Scarborough doesn't care about Jesus or the Bible or anything like that at all. But he knows if you're a pro-lifer, one of those evil pro-lifers, he knows there's a good chance the percentages say you do. So he has no values. He'll grab your values and try to manipulate them. I got this email on Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Hello, Oracle. I'm part of your younger audience. I'm only 15. I have a theory. Do politicians have children do their bidding for them like Greta Thunberg because no one is brave enough to tell a child to shut up? You may only be 15, but you're also very, very observant. Who did you see at the Democrat convention whenever they do politics? Look, the climate change stuff is a great example. Why would you get Greta Thunberg, some foreigner who doesn't, she has, I'm not making fun of her, has some, I forget, she has some sort of special needs thing. It's something like that. No, it's not. I don't think it's Down syndrome, Chris. It's not the Downs. It's something else. It's something. I'm not making fun of her for that, but why would you pick a foreign girl that has some difficulty speaking? Why would you make her the face of a huge climate change movement when you're pushing something? Why? Because you have values, and when you see a teenage girl in pigtails, you don't want to attack that human being. You know, Chris said Asperger's. Okay, so she has something that affects her speech a little bit. Why would you use that person? Well, is your value system, does it allow you to attack a teenage girl with special needs? Does it allow you to attack her? Of course, that's why they use her. I remember at the Democrat convention, they rolled out the Cons. Who were the Cons? That's their last name. They're two parents. They're a husband and wife. They're hardcore communist activists. But their son gave his life. I believe he was a Marine. I may have that wrong. I believe he gave his life in Afghanistan. So they rolled out the Cons. Now, they didn't introduce them on the stage to attack Donald Trump. They didn't introduce them as hardcore communist activists. What did they introduce them as? Gold Star parents. What's your value system say about Gold Star people? Gold Star widows, Gold Star widowers, Gold Star parents. What's your value system say? You automatically feel for that person. You respect that person. You want to honor the loss that person has gone through. That's why they use them. They use your values against you like a shield. Up, it's a kid. Up, this is Jesus. Up, this is Gold Star parents. They're always doing this to you. They have the freedom. Oh, his son was Army. Their son was Army. Okay, well, they have the freedom to do that because they don't have any kind of a moral system. Because they don't believe in anything beyond death and destruction. That's why they speak like this.
As a Southern Baptist, wow. I grew up reading the Bible, maybe a backslidden Baptist, but I still know the Bible. Jesus never once talked about abortion, never once. And it was happening back in ancient times. It was happening during his time. Never once mentioned it. And for people perverting the gospel of Jesus Christ down to one issue, it's heresy.
Never let them use that against you. Never. Just ignore it. You don't have to, let me clarify, you don't have to respond and defend it. Because that's human nature, isn't it? That's not what Jesus would want. You're probably tempted to, you probably got your Bible open right now. No, I've got this verse in Romans. No. You're already playing defense and you're already losing. He's not interested in what Jesus would want. He's interested in using your values against you. When they do that to you, you know what you do? You either ignore them or you attack something different. Don't let them determine what you talk about. Don't let them put you on defense. They're already winning. The second you go on defense, when they attack you with your values, you're losing. Stay on offense, all right? All right, I did not get to Kathy Hochul and Ron DeSantis spatting. I will get to the spatting next. It is is the Jesse Kelly Show. It sucks sometimes being popular. No, Chris, I'm not talking about me, actually, for once. Chris, I would never... I'm the Shogun. I would never draw attention to myself, or I would never... It would never even occur to me as a journalist to draw attention to me.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
It's not about me, Chris. I'm selfless and humble. My humility, it exudes. Exudes is such a great word. I just learned that recently. I'm going to use that a lot. That's a great word. Anyway, it sucks being popular sometimes. Ron DeSantis is the belle of the ball right now in Republican circles. And here's how this works nationally, because maybe you're a Trump person, maybe you're a DeSantis person. Most people kind of fall in one of those fields. Donald Trump is comfortably the most popular Republican in America with a more wide group of people. But in the hardcore, the people who are paying attention, if you read the polls and you read the subtabs of the polls when they do primary polls, people who are more hardcore, people who are paying attention now, kind of obsessed over it, DeSantis and Trump are pretty much neck and neck. So they're kind of neck and neck with the hardcores, but when you get to everyone else, Trump's the leader. I don't care which one of those guys you like. Remember, I want them to go fight. Go earn my vote. Doesn't matter to me. You like whoever you want. But DeSantis is, you know, the hot new up-and-comer, whether it's 2024 or 2028, we all know he's there. But it's more than that. DeSantis has been so popular. He's been such a leader on so many of the issues people care about that it's creating this level of angst in his enemies, in his Republican enemies, in his communist enemies. We'll get to what Kathy Hochul said in just a moment. Here's the lovely Joy Behar of The View.
Ron DeSantis refuses to come on this show.
That's a shame.
So I say, you know, if you're afraid, if you can't deal with us, how are you going to deal with, you know, Kim Jong-un and Putin? You can't even take on Sonny Hostin and Sarah Haynes. You know what I mean? It's like a cowardly move on his part. So I give you points for coming here today.
They hate him for that, too, because he is of the new right way of thinking in that you don't legitimize the media. You don't need the media to legitimize you. They're hostile to you. They're an enemy to you. They're an enemy to the country. So treat them as a hostile enemy. Don't go on The View. The View needs you. You don't need The View. Now, that's part of it. The other part of it is this. What's happened in Florida the last 2 years has worked. New Yorkers have flooded Florida for a long time. That flood has turned into, I don't know, whatever is greater than a flood, it's turned into that the last 2 years. As Florida went more and more free and New York became more and more of a communist dump, people started going down to Florida, moving to Florida. Oh, I'll just take a vacation to Florida. Oh, wow, not everyone's in a mask. What do you mean the kids are in school? What, you're allowed to open up your restaurant? Oh, honey, maybe we could start looking at a house down here. And now Florida has gone from being a purple state. Do I need to remind you, Ron DeSantis beat Andrew Gillum in Florida by a nose. He beat a hardcore communist in Florida by the hair on his chinny chin chin. And Chris said, Chris is right, only because of a scandal. It's a family show, so I'm not going to go into that scandal and Gillum and how he was found and who he was found with in a seedy hotel, but it was really bad. And only because of that, it pushed Ron DeSantis. So this is a purple state, always has been. It's always neck and neck. Ron DeSantis is going to destroy his Democrat opponent by like 15, 20 points, which brings us to New York and Kathy Hochul. There is something good we can talk about right now. It may not help you personally, but there's something good we can talk about. Freedom works. It works. I mean, one, yes, it's important to acknowledge.
You know, freedom is not free.
It's not free, Chris, but it also works. What Florida has done for the last 2 years, it's been way beyond one state. It's been a proving ground nationally for how freedom will work, how you can effectively fight the culture wars and get wins, and how it creates a better life for its citizens. New York has been the polar opposite. New York has been the example for the entire United States of America of just how wretched it can be. We will close your schools. We will bring vaccine passports out so you can't even eat in a restaurant with other people. If you attempt to do so, we'll send the cops there to arrest you. New York has been Pride Festival after Pride Festival after Pride Festival. New York killed 15,000 of its seniors during the COVID lockdown stuff by forcing COVID-positive people into nursing homes. New York has turned into a crime-ridden disaster with Soros-funded DAs like Alvin Bragg turning the animals loose on the innocent people on the streets. These things are not taking place in Florida, and people can see it. And governors like Kathy Hochul, they get nervous. Here's the truth about life, and it is a truth. It applies in high school, and it never stops to the day you die. It's good to be the popular guy. It's a fun life. It's a fun life. Hey, captain of the football team, dating the pretty girls. Teachers maybe help you fudge on the grades a little bit. Life is good, Mr. Letterman Jacket and your square jaw, right? Not everybody likes the captain of the quarterback, the captain of the football team. You know who doesn't like the captain of the football team? The guy who really wants to be the captain of the football team. Oh, yeah, all the pretty girls like him, even the ones who claim they don't. Oh, I don't like him, that cocky jerk. Oh, shut up. You're dying for him to pay attention to you. Everyone loves the captain of the football team, except for the guy sitting in the stands who can't make the football team. And he sees you with your Letterman jacket and the pretty girls and the good life, and he's filled with resentment. He doesn't have parents to teach him to feel blessed with what he has and know that God built him different, not worse. He doesn't have that, so he sits there and he's filled with resentment. When you see Kathy Hochul trashing Ron DeSantis, trashing Florida, a lot of what you see is this. Kathy Hochul may be a lot of things, but Kathy Hochul's not stupid. She understands that New York, that she and her party, they're turning New York into a very, very unappealing place to live. Across the globe, wrap your mind around this, across the globe today, people woke up in many, many countries and looked at a New York Post headline about the latest stabbing and shooting, and they said to themselves, honey, I don't want to go to New York City anymore. You know what? We're not letting our daughter was going to take her senior trip there. Oh, we were going to honeymoon there. It's too dangerous. We're not going anymore. Kathy Hochul knows this, and Kathy Hochul sees the numbers of people pouring into Florida, moving there, opening businesses there, happy there, thriving there. And Kathy Hochul is jealous that the captain on the football team has all the pretty girls that she actually wants. That's a fact. All right. Now, along those exact same lines, somebody is gently accusing me of being afraid of something. And here's what's wild. They're 100% correct. And I will explain in just one moment. Before I explain that, I want you to go take care of your feet. I want you to do three things for me right now. Three things. I want you to analyze your bedding. When's the last time you got a new mattress or a mattress topper? Because you spent a third of your life in bed. I want you to go check your tires today. Ladies, especially you, I want you to look at the tread on your tires. Are your tires in good shape? And finally, I want you to do an honest analysis of your sandals, of your slippers, of the footwear you wear around the house. Where'd you get it? What's the quality level? The highest quality level is at MyPillow. It'll take care of your knees. It'll take care of your back. It'll cure that ache in your feet all the time. That's the kind of research they put into it. And there's a huge sale right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the code Jesse. MyPillow.com, code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
understand the stakes in this race. Send me to Washington, D.C. to send so I can work with Senator Casey and I can champion the union way of life in D.C. Thank you. Thank you very much. And it's an honor. I live 8 minutes away from here. And when I leave tonight, I got 3 miles away. Dr. Oz in his mansion in New Jersey. You've got a friend and you have an ally. Send me to Washington, D.C. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry. That'll never stop being funny, Chris. That's bad. I know it's terrible, but hey, you're the one trying to make him senator. Don't blame me. All right. All right. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Now, here's an email. Something to make you think. Hi, Jesse. Why don't conservative pundits visit Portland and speak publicly? I believe it's because you're afraid of Antifa. I've invited numerous talk show hosts like Prager and conservative groups like Cato and Heritage Foundation. I've never received a response. I even told the 2020 Libertarian candidate Jo Jergensen that I'd pay her travel expenses. As opposed to the FBI, you and I know Antifa is real and here in Portland and can be extremely violent. Anyway, I listened to hosts traveling all over, but not to Portland or Seattle. I think it's because you're afraid. What say you? Says I can use his name. His name is Patrick. Says I will keep passing your name to people to listen in. We need more JKs on the air. Thank you for being there. So again, this is a fan. So I think you're afraid. Let's have a talk. I am afraid. And you should be afraid too. Now let me explain. Fear is healthy. Now you don't want to live on it. You don't want to let it drive you and make your decisions for you. But fear is healthy. I'm going to explain something to you, and I need you to hear me and hear me well. When you go to some far left place, like I just got invited to one 3 weeks ago in New York City, there was a big counter protest. There was going to be an Antifa BLM thing, and they wanted to do a big counter protest, and they wanted me to come. And I said, absolutely not. Why are you afraid? You bet I am. Why? Well, what happens if something violent happens in New York City? Keep in mind, I'm more than just a sultry voice on the radio, Chris. I'm more than just a sultry voice on the radio. I have a family. I have wife, children, mortgage, car payments. Same as you. Now, what if I go into New York City and I attend this big counter protest? No, you stop it, Antifa. And what if they decide, time to get violent? Okay, that's fine. I'm not worried about catching a punch in the face. I've been punched plenty of times. That's fine. But who's going to get arrested? Soros-funded district attorney Alvin Bragg sees me tussling with Antifa. I don't care if they're 100% wrong and I'm 100% right. What happens from there? If they even get arrested, they will be turned loose immediately. Me, I will be held up as bragging rights by the Soros-funded DA, who hates my guts, by the way. I will be prosecuted to the max. I will be held in jail without bail. I will spend I don't know how many years in New York State prison. And that isn't unique to me. This applies to you. You need to start being very careful where you conduct your political business and how you conduct your political business. What are you scared? Yes, I am. I'm scared of a justice system in a blue area that is entirely stacked against me, all the way down to, in many cases, the police officers. You ask about Portland? I have friends of mine who've been to these counter protests in Portland, who've been beaten into a state of concussion by Antifa, and not one arrest was made. The cops didn't even come to his aid, and for like an hour after the fact. You bet I'm afraid, and you better be too. If you want to reside, and this is your choice, if you want to reside in one of these far left places with a Soros DA, And every level of the justice system, from city to county to state, is 100% hostile to you, packed full of judges hostile to you, and you want to go conduct your political business there and attend counter protests there, then you get what you get. Don't throw a fit. Use the January 6th protesters as a big example for you. These people, 99.9% of them didn't do a single violent thing, nothing violent. Many of them were allowed into the Capitol. We know for a fact federal informants were goading that entire thing, trying to make it happen, and they have had their lives utterly destroyed, locked away like animals, losing their jobs, losing their spouses. Why? Because they conducted themselves, they had a political protest in enemy territory. They had a political protest in an area where they were going to get all Democrat juries. They were going to get Democrat judges, or even if they were Republican judges, they would conduct themselves like Democrats. The cops are probably going to be Democrats that arrested them. Undoubtedly, if they're Capitol Police, they are. You bet I'm afraid. And you better start being afraid too. When you go to a blue area, keep your head down and your mouth shut. Understand when you're in hostile territory. Understand when you're behind enemy lines. So yes, wake up in the morning in New York City and walk down and go to your job and catch a cab and have dinner that night. Go to a Broadway show if you like. You keep your butt at home when it comes time to counter-protest Antifa. The last time they were working their way through there, the animals threw a Molotov cocktail into an NYPD cop car, a blatant act of domestic terrorism. The National Department of Justice got involved, and those two little street animals will be out in 18 months. January 6th protesters will be put away for years. One guy's facing 80 years in prison and never entered the Capitol ground. Am I afraid? You bet I'm afraid. And you better be afraid too. As you find yourself under a Soros-funded DA, you keep your head down and your freaking mouth shut. Now, you want to get to a red area. You want to move, pack it up, get to a red area where you have some level of state protection where maybe they're not all stacked against you. Now, that's different. You want to do that in New York City? Or the question was in Portland? You want to do that in Portland? You have at it. Am I afraid? You bet I am. It ain't of Antifa. It's of the Justice Department there, nationally and locally. All right. Someone wants to talk about ancient Rome and how it relates to us. And someone has an idea for how we punish criminals. Uh-oh. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.